Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's been almost 7 years since the release of the Xbox One and PlayStation 4. In those years, they've probably gone through some huge changes, most notably Microsoft's U-turn on their E3 announcements, from claiming each disc would be tied to its original Xbox to pushing a monster effort in making backwards compatibility the standard for the product. Across this time, we've also seen plenty of variations of these consoles, such as the PS4 Slim and Pro, as well as the Xbox One S and the Xbox One X. Alongside these consoles came more system updates, software, and new areas to trawl through. With those came secrets. Sure, the Xbox One's Cortana can't file your tax return for you, but there are still some nifty little tips and tricks that everyone seems to miss in their rush to play games. We've gone over similar secrets for the PlayStation 4, but this time it's all about the Xbox One. We'll be covering ease of access, better playability, extra features, or tiny little tricks that even the most avid fans may not have noticed. I am Kirsten from What Culture, and these are 10 massive Xbox One secrets that we all missed. Number 10, HDMI in. To this day, I ponder why the Xbox One features a HDMI in. It's as if Microsoft wanted the One to be your all-stop shop for everything media and entertainment related. HDMI in means that the console acts like your television, receiving and projecting input from other devices. In an ideal situation, this could be your cable box of choice, a Roku or anything that uses HDMI. It's simple enough, especially when television or film-based appliances that won't be hindered too much by the input lag. You boot up the TV app and control the additional device from there. Where it gets really funky is that you can actually plug in another console. Seriously, if you want to connect your PlayStation 3 or 4 or even your old Xbox 360, you can, though the latter makes no sense considering Microsoft's huge steps on backwards compatibility. If for some reason you need everything to be connected to be on one big hub in your living room, then this is a great solution. Bear in mind, input lag will play a factor. Number 9, Play Anywhere. Play Anywhere is a nifty little feature and one that the Xbox has a foothold over the PlayStation in. The program features dozens of games such as Cuphead, Resident Evil 7, and Ori and the Will of the Wisps. It lets you switch between your Xbox One and PC fairly seamlessly, so long as you have certain things in place. For example, both systems need to be fully updated, the game is installed, and your account signed into. Once that's done, you're all set and can freely switch over whenever you like. This is pretty helpful if someone comes barging into the living room or you're traveling away from your Xbox but are taking your computer with you. Play on your latest save file, gain achievements and other progress, and then simply make sure it's put back into the cloud afterwards. What's great is that unlike Sony's alternatives, there's no worry about input lag. Instead, you simply play your own game on two platforms for the price of one. Number 8, Xbox Insider App and Xbox Game Previews. Both the Xbox Insider App and Game Previews have been slightly hidden throughout their lifetime, only recently gaining bigger exposure at showcases such as E3 and the Game Awards. The first focuses on dashboard and general system updates. Xbox players will get access to betas, street tests, and early updates weeks to months in advance, helping the overall health of these patches. Again though, these are less gaming-oriented and more system-based. Xbox Game Previews is a similar premise, but solely focusing on games themselves. This program lets you preview upcoming games and offer feedback to developers. You do still have to purchase them, but if you know it's something that you're going to be playing anyway and need a taste earlier than scheduled, then you've got your in. You'll help fight off bugs in early test phases and get to brag to your friends about your playtime before it's even out. One prime example of a game in the preview was PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Number 7, broadcasting and sharing controllers online. Everyone knows that the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One are capable of capturing and broadcasting content in many different ways. The PS4 has the share button and the Xbox has Cortana to record that at your very whim. Then, if you're feeling confident, you can live stream your games via Twitch or even Mixer. This will require a decent internet connection and something to show the world. What people don't know about, however, is a neat little trick tucked inside of the Mixer side of Xbox One's broadcasting. After going live, within the broadcaster settings, you'll see the ability to share controller, and this is just as weird as it sounds. Though useful too, if you happen to be stuck on a boss fight and your big brother isn't home to help. Ultimately, it comes down to being a small, unknown feature that many won't have even thought about. Still, I'm sure there are plenty of wacky streamers out there that want to up the level of interactivity with their chat by letting people play alongside them. Number 6, Copilot. From sharing a controller online via livestream to sharing the singular input of a game with two controllers locally. Sounds confusing, but it's actually true genius hidden within the settings. Copilot works in a similar fashion to sharing the controller. However, this concept is more of a training wheels protocol for whoever you're sitting beside. Maybe you're teaching your child how to play. Maybe your partner is new to video games. Hell, maybe grandma wants in. Whoever it is, if they're new, you can now lend a helping hand, as long as you have two connected controllers, of course. The Copilot settings shares the game's single input between two controllers. As you can imagine, this would get extremely hectic if you were both simply trying to play. However, it's more of an ability to help steer them back on track if they veer off course. Quite literally, if they're playing a racing game. These are the best kinds of features. I just wish it had been around in the past generations, as it really makes the prospect of teaching others to play video games that much more enticing. Number 5, fast start and preload. Rolling out in 2018 and soon becoming available on more and more titles, Fast Start is an extremely useful tool that will get purchasers of digital content into their games in at least half the time. No, it doesn't give you better internet speeds, Microsoft aren't that good. Instead, it gets fancy with the file management and allocation. When downloading, unfortunately only at over 20 megabytes a second, the Xbox One is able to sort through the different data coming in and prioritize the necessary parts of the game that will allow it to boot as fast as possible. This means that textures for endgame levels come last, characters you don't meet until mid-game won't slow you down, and you'll be playing the first level within minutes. It's genuinely smart tech, and whether you know about it or not, I feel the issue is that some people simply don't have fast enough internet speeds to utilize it. However, you can pair this in with the now typical concept of preload for games, and you'll at least be playing by release day. Simply pre-order a title digitally before its release, and your Xbox will download 99% of the game, ready to finish and unpack on launch. Number 4, playing music in the background. Such simplicity that many likely don't know about. Playing music in the background while you blast and slash your way through your favourite video game is so easy. In fact, it's literally as easy as turning on the music, then turning on the game. That's it. Head to your music player of choice, be it Pandora, Spotify, or perhaps some form of browser, get your playlist on and leave it in the background. Choose a game and then move on. What's even better is that if you're using Spotify, for example, you can use your phone to control what's playing. Spotify has a very easy device management, meaning that you can play it through one output and control it with a separate input, such as a phone. Very handy if that playlist isn't quite complete or you don't want to be switching back and forth between apps. Number 3, remap the controller buttons. Controller mapping has slowly become more and more accessible through the 8th generation of consoles. What has always been a simple process on PC is now finally a possibility on both the Xbox and PlayStation. This is even more apparent with the popularity of custom controllers, featuring extra buttons and paddles all over the place. Gaming becomes so much easier when you can add inputs to said paddles and experiment with different button combinations to better suit your style. This is especially helpful for games focusing on magic, elemental attacks, or generally lots of varied inputs. On PC, MMORPGs such as World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy are notorious for the amount of buttons that you need to press. Using keys such as Control and Alt before another button is an easy solution. Sometimes though, the game just doesn't feel right and you need to remap all of your grenades to every possible direction on the D-pad. To do this, head to Settings, Connect and Devices, then Devices and Accessories. From there, configure the buttons to your heart's content. Number 2, check your internet data usage. This one is just for peace of mind, if anything else. Obviously, Xbox One isn't going to be able to counsel you on your internet addiction and how it's costing you money after exceeding your data cap. What it can do, though, is show you where everything's going wrong. Which, in fairness, shouldn't be too hard to detect if you're downloading 50GB games throughout the month and constantly streaming on Twitch. Within the One's settings, through to network and bandwidth usage, you'll see exactly that. How much data you've been using and where said usage falls, the different apps, games, and other utilities that might be eating away your internet. Handy for keeping up on your tabs. Plus, in comparison to the PlayStation 4, which doesn't even tell you how many hours you've given in a game, it's one extra faucet of information about your console usage. Number 1, Alexa versus Cortana. Alexa, please tell Cortana to tell Xbox to tell Hermione that, okay, all jokes aside, not everyone has or even wanted a Kinect. After the initial Project Natal, motion sensor hype wore off. Most people just saw it as a clunky, gimmicky peripheral that didn't even add anything to the genuine experience of playing video games. This is especially true if you have a microphone handy or, these days, an Amazon Echo as a substitute. The beauty of both of these is that they're not finicky and aren't console specific. Alexa is useful around your house for connecting to lights, home temperature, and other tasks that you might not want to get up for. Using the Echo over a Kinect seems like an easy choice, especially if you don't have a Kinect to begin with. This way you don't have to buy or plug in an extra peripheral, not including the Echo, which you'll already have set up. It's also almost seamless in that you just have to sign in and link accounts. After that, Alexa and your Xbox will be talking like they've known each other for years. Hopefully Cortana doesn't get jealous.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.